Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
4 o'clock hour. We're starting it late because I don't know why. This is a ridiculous conversation we had in the last hour. And I don't know how we went that far over, but we did. And then Rob Pizzola is going to join us here for headlines and to make some picks. But he has messaged us. I've got some mild background noise. I hope it's okay. The neighbor decided to break out the snowblower. We've had the leaf blower incident on this show before when we first started broadcasting at home, Pizzola. Yeah. We were just kind of getting the grasp of what it's like, you know, to broadcast from home. We hadn't done that before. And Crowder's lawn service showed up. And it was very apparent, in my headphones at least, that, you know, someone was blowing leaves. And yeah. Crowder, because he's got no couth, just banged on the window and yelled, "Beat it."
Hey, beat it!
His own hired help, which is... My contention was, you only yell, "Hey, beat it," to someone who's maybe trying to squeegee your windows at a red light. And you know, maybe you didn't put the wiper. Like, that's the only scenario where you tell another human being, "Hey, beat it." Yeah, and he said it to his own. Anyway, Solana mixed it down. This is our famous leaf blower incident on this radio show. What the hell is going on there?
Uh-oh.
Is that the lawn service?
Yeah, lawn man pulled up. Hey, beat it! Hey! Sorry. They told him, "Don't you ever come around." Hey! "Don't want to see your face, you better disappear. The fire's in their eyes and their words are really clear, so..." Beat it! Hey, beat it! Hey, beat it! Beat it! Beat it! Beat it! Hey, 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 beat it! Beat it!
Some of Solana's best work ever. Would you ever yell, "Hey, beat it," to another human being, Zola?
I don't think that's been in my vocabulary in my life. I can only imagine the confusion of that guy, especially if he's hired. He just showed up at your place. You're like, "Get the hell out of here," basically. I mean, it's the equivalent.
Like, to your own hired help, to just bang on the window and go, "Hey, beat it." Like, what? The guy's head probably exploded because, he doesn't, if he leaves, you're not going to pay him for that.
That's my
very,
man.
Very confusing situation, for sure.
That's my man. The crowd says with no sense
man,
of
what
irony.
Was that, three years ago? My man Luis is still coming.
Longer than that, man. That was 5 years ago, right?
It
was
2020. Luis and me, we talk all the time.
Rob Pizzola is a professional sports gambler in the 51st state of Canada, and he comes to us courtesy of Forward Progress, which is part of the Hammer Betting Network. Forward Progress, they produce daily NFL betting content to keep you informed, help you get a step up on the books. Check out Forward Progress on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Follow Rob on Twitter, at Rob Pizzola. Hello, Rob.
Hello, Mark.
He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, by the way. They put out some really good YouTube content. I've been watching a lot of your live YouTube stuff surrounding football games because I always get a kick out of you personally. But then, you know, you'll talk about, "Oh, here's a parlay and what," and I, you know, I pick and choose. Whatever I pick and choose is wrong, and I'm probably mushing your parlays, but they put out some really good live content and game watch alongs as well. It's fun. You guys put out some good content.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I mean, I'm watching all these primetime games anyway, so I said to myself, why not just sit in the chair and turn on a camera, bet it through in real time, talk through my strategy. We have some guests on, which some of them like really stick to the game. Some of them deviate from the game and just talk about their life. And I really enjoy doing that. So appreciate that, Mark. That was very nice of you to give that.
That's fun. And yep. It's not BS. Like I've enjoyed watching it. You want to do just the quickest of quick headlines so we can ask Pizzola about the games? Solana headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
The Heat get a big win yesterday in Golden State. They're back at it tomorrow, game three of a West Coast swing. It'll be a 9 p.m. tip-off versus the Utah Jazz. The Florida Panthers are in Utah tonight. They have the Utah Hockey Club. That'll be a 10 p.m. puck drop from Utah. You can listen to that game right here on 560 WQAM. There was some really cool news. The Panthers officially will host the NHL Winter Classic at Lone Depot Park in Miami.
So cool.
That game will be played on January 2nd of 2026. The Stinkin' Rangers will be in town for that game.
What a great setting to watch hockey. I love the Winter Classic, and I'm not a hockey fan the way you are, Pizzola, but even like I watched the Blackhawks a couple weeks ago, like the Winter Classic for me, I just love the visual of it.
I think it's a little played out at this point. I really liked it in the first place, so I'm going to disagree there. I like the idea of it. They just did too many of them in such a quick
succession. But they cut it down, though. Now, weren't they doing several a season, and now they're just doing the Winter Classic again?
They were. They had like a stadium series is what they were calling it. But that game, it's very far in the future. But I can tell you that the under will probably be a good look in that game because of the temperatures in Florida relative to elsewhere where they play it. The ice won't be as good. It'll be tougher to move the puck. That'll be a good look for the under, Mark. You can cash that one well in advance.
I'm going to put that down. I'm going to see if I can get that in right now.
Yeah. It's like a year away. I can't bet that.
Yeah, well, listen. When you got an edge, you got an edge. I mean, that's the what you're aiming for.
Tom Pelissero reported that Brady reached out to Bill Belichick to see if he would reconsider his move to go coach the Tar Heels in college football and go coach the Las Vegas Raiders, who fired Antonio Pierce yesterday. But Diana Russini of The Athletic, she reported that, per sources, Bill Belichick has no intentions of leaving college football before even coaching a game. That he will...
That would be a bad look. That would be a really bad look.
No.
Yeah.
And it's attached to his dad. Once I found out that it's attached to, like, his lineage and his dad coached there and all that, like, this
and
is...
And he's
this
setting up his son to coach there, like...
Yeah. This has nothing to do with success of a team. This has to do with legacy of his family.
Do you think Belichick cares about the bad look, though? I mean, he's dating like a 21-year-old, right?
No, I don't think he does. I just think it would be a bad look. But I don't think he cares about the bad look on anything. Yeah, and I don't think most coaches care about it. I think most people, when presented with an opportunity to do something they'd prefer to be doing over whatever opportunity they're doing at that moment... Hmm. Most people don't care about the look. You can justify just about anything in your head.
Yeah, right.
I interrupted Bill Belichick and his young girlfriend at lunch in Mount Laurel, New Jersey one time, and he looked at me like I was crazy. And I just saw Bill Belichick, and it was some young girl. I was like, hey, what's up, coach? And he looked at me like, you see what the hell's going on? And I embarrassed myself.
Well, not worse than saying beat it to the guy who came to clean.
I'm sure Bill Belichick wanted to say beat it to you.
Rob, Luis is my friend.
No.
There's no way to treat a friend.
That you would ever utter the words, hey, beat it.
Crowder, you're my guy. You know I defend you on these things all the time. And I take your side. But this one's inexcusable.
Yeah, inexcusable. It really is. You just don't say that to another grown man.
Live on air, I panicked. I don't know what
you really did. You panicked. Because we had not broadcast from home before. Like, this was so new to us. And the thought of, like, a leaf blower, like, it, you know, now who gives a crap? We don't care anymore. But back then, we were still taking this seriously.
I'm like, I'm going to mess up this broadcast. Hey, beat it.
What was Belichick's girlfriend eating? Macaroni and cheese and dinosaur nuggets?
she, she might have had a juice box.
For those of you,
grilled cheese.
For those of you holding out hope that the Miami Marlins would make some sort of splash in free agency, there is Marlins news. Keep holding out because it is bad news today. Starting pitcher Braxton Garrett will reportedly miss the 2025 season. He's going to have left elbow UCL revision surgery, or did, I guess, and he's going to be out for all of 2025. That is your Marlins update.
They are the only team in MLB, Rob, that have not spent a single dollar in free agency.
Oof. That's tough. Tough look for the fan base. I will say,
tough look, man.
I'm Toronto-based, obviously. I'm dealing with the Blue Jays, who have missed on every single big free agent that they've been on this year, and they cannot sign Vlad Guerrero or Bo Bichette. So I'm kind of in the same boat here in Toronto. I know what it feels like to have a terrible offseason. It's brutal. I'm not even excited for baseball.
I believe the Marlins have the lowest payroll headed into opening day. And again, they're the only team in MLB that has not spent a single dollar in free agency. That's unbelievable.
It's tough. Bad look. Tough look.
Mm-hmm. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Freezing cold temps in South Florida today. I think it's around 60 degrees right now. Tonight, the lows, they'll get even colder down into the 50s. That is your weather.
Yeah. I mean, you're making a face, Rob. I was walking after the show every night, and she said, I don't think tonight because it's too cold.
It's 17 degrees where I'm at right now. Ooh. 17. My neighbor's pulling out the snowblower now because it's too cold this morning. Like, no one even wanted to go outside to get the snow. At least the sun is out now. It warms it up to like 20, so you can actually function at this point. So, yeah, 60 would be beautiful. I'd be on the beach right now if I was in 60-degree weather.
That's how you know the Canadians on the beach, by the way, because there's so many Canadians down here.
Well, American, very American, 51st state.
51st state, honorary Americans. Although, practically merged.
Although, former prime minister now, Trudeau, he did tweet out that we will never be the 51st state. It's too much
right,
honor.
But why not say that before you announce your resignation? why wait till after? And
could have just Kevin told Leary, Trump straight up. They were together for a little bit, right? They could have just said it.
Kevin right Leary from Shark Tank, famous Canadian, is already down here trying to negotiate the merger. It's a merger. So Kevin Leary's that. On it.
Yeah. I've heard that. Yes.
All right.
There's not really that much difference between Canadians and Americans. Well, where I am, Toronto, you know, East Coast, Northern, a little bit different vibe out there. But this is basically like, Toronto's like a mini New York.
Yeah.
At this point.
I love Toronto. It is like a mini New York. 100%. They've got a Broadway district. It really is. I love Toronto. How old is that glass that you're drinking out of?
This is probably, if I had to guess, 50 years. This came from my late grandfather would have had these glasses in his house, and my wife
that looks
really
like
enjoyed them.
Yeah. Me growing up in the 70s, that looks like a glass you would find in the Hockman kitchen, you know, with the parquet floor.
Beautiful. Got monarch butterflies on it. Yeah, that's nice.
It's a little reminder of spring right here, you know, right around the corner.
Is there some sort of court of appeals when it comes to gambling? Last night I had a parlay. LeBron double-double, and he hit it, with Bam Adebayo double-double. Yep. And on Bam's final possession before they pulled him out of the game, he had his 10th rebound, and it got stolen by Terry Rozier, his teammate. And he even yelled at him, hey, I beat it. Hey, Terry. Like, he knew he was in there just to get the double-double, cost me my parlay. Is there some way I can appeal that?
So there is a way you can appeal it. I'm very ashamed to say that I've done this multiple times before, so I know. You can actually email the league directly. I have the email addresses for all of them. Nothing ever changes. It's a complete waste of time, but I can tell you that I have clipped plays before that I've sent to league saying, this is incorrectly scored.
Change the official scorecard.
They don't do that. And also, there's sportsbook rules on everything as well, right? So it depends on which sportsbook you play at. Obviously, you guys have Hard Rock there now, but each sportsbook will have there's different circumstances. So some sportsbooks, once they grade it, that will be it. Whether there's a stat correction
even if
or
there's
not,
an official change.
correct. It depends on the timing of the change. Sometimes if the timing of the change happens in the same calendar day, they will regrade it. Otherwise, it's done. So to answer your question, yes, you can appeal. Is anything going to happen? I can say with almost certainty, no, it is a complete waste of your time.
Yeah, I was telling Crowder and Solana that I kept checking the official scorekeeper's tally for like an hour after I couldn't go to sleep because I'm like, come on, they're going to realize at some point that that's Bam's board, but never happened.
It there's so many times where this has happened to me. I'll yell at this TV right in front of me here and be like, obviously it was this player that got the assist. Like, what are we doing here? Or, you know, basketball, the way that they give assists, I'll just never get over. Sometimes the way that they give an assist is so egregious versus some obvious ones. But you know what? Such is life. And I take a step back. I say, you know, this one worked against me. I'm sure there will be one that works in my favor and it will balance out over time.
Did you see Zion Williamson last night?
I saw that windmill dunk.
Yeah. Would you agree that he's top three player in the NBA right now, just based off last night's dunk?
We're not going to do it. We've had this argument before. The only thing that was worse, where I've never really come close to leaving the mid-program, the Gaylord Perry one was pretty. But the Zion one was bad too. That's a top five for sure of like, what am I doing here? I have to revisit what I'm doing in life. Yeah.
Throw the spinner.
Lana's not playing that. You're just hearing that in your head, Rob.
Throw the spinner.
I mean, I have nightmares of this still. Years later. I think it was a couple of years ago. Years later, I still have a nightmare.
Are you guys ready to apologize to me?
Gaylord Perry.
Right? What was I correct though?
Oh, goodness.
Olympic spitball pitcher and the spitball still exists.
We're not rehashing this. I actually should have never brought it up. This is entirely on me. I'm sorry, guys. Sorry to the listeners.
Yeah. Rob, don't give him anything like that.
All right, let's get some picks here from Rob Pizzola. You can follow him on Twitter at Rob Pizzola. So I'll just go in chronological order until we run out of time. Saturday, the early game, 4:30, Chargers, 2.5-point favorites on the road in Houston.
Yeah, so this is a tough one because the Chargers are certainly better than the Texans, and they have been for the majority of the year. But from a numbers point of view, the line kind of makes sense because you're making like the Chargers 3.5-4 points better on a neutral field than the Texans. I don't know what to make of this game. I haven't done much with it. The Chargers are very up and down. They lack consistency. Sometimes you see Herbert have these incredible games. The last 2 weeks, he's played very well. It's been the Raiders and the Patriots. So you really wonder, facing a much better defense this week, is that success going to continue on the road? I don't know. And then the Texans' offense is just these chronic underachievers, right? They should be so much better than they actually are. I'm not a big fan of their offensive coordinator, Bobby Slowick. I think he does a really bad job with play calling. So for me, I think the number in this game is right at 2.5. For anyone out there who wants action in every single game, if I had to lean something here, it would actually be towards the over. This has got bet down to 42.5 at this point. And I do think that if Denzel Perryman misses for the Chargers again, he's been out for the last few weeks. He's a very good run stopper. Houston might have some success on the ground and actually be able to score in this game. But I'm not doing much with this one. I'm just going to kind of sit back and live bet it if possible.
We were discussing this in the last segment, and we're fascinated to know what you think of this game. The late game on Saturday is Baltimore. They're a 9.5-point favorite over Pittsburgh, which, as good as Baltimore is, man, that seems like a lot of points to me.
I agree with you. And I played some Pittsburgh 10. There are still 10s on the board. Obviously, you know, you don't have infinite sports books to bet on in Florida. So take the 9.5 if you only have 9.5. But if you can get a 10, take a 10. We saw these teams play a few weeks ago. In that game, George Pickens was missing for the Steelers. In that game, Russell Wilson had a big scramble where he fumbled inside the 5-yard line against the Ravens defense. In that game, there was a pick six late in the game as well, as the Steelers were trying to mount a comeback. So that lopsided score doesn't actually reflect the way that the game played out. One thing about a quarterback like Lamar Jackson is the more times you see him, the better it is to game plan against him. Bill Belichick talked about this before. He's like, game planning for Lamar, when you see him once a year and you have 3 practices, it's impossible. The guy's so dynamic. But the Steelers have seen this guy now year after year after year, and Tomlin is very good at shutting him down. Zay Flowers probably not playing in this game. Their most dynamic receiver doesn't look like he's going to go. And when you look at that wide receiving core, once you take Zay Flowers out, well, Nelson Agholor is now your number two, and it's very thin. So I do think it's a big number. I think the Ravens are a very good football team, but everything is relative to the number here. And I do think Pittsburgh, with Pickens back in the lineup, can move the ball. Baltimore's given up some explosive plays this year in the passing game. It's too many points. I agree with you, Mark. I like the Steelers this week, and I very rarely bet the Steelers, I'll tell you that.
How about Sunday, the early game, 1 o'clock, Buffalo, a 9-point favorite over Denver?
I prefer the total in this game, and I like the over. It's been bet down to 46. I looked at the Buffalo weather report. We're not going to see extreme cold. We're not seeing extreme wind. There's no precipitation. So this is just someone who likes the under in the game based off the defenses. The Broncos defense, in my opinion, is very overrated. If you actually break out the Broncos schedule, I won't do it for you now because we're short on time. But if you look at their big wins this year, they've been against bad teams. And every time they've taken a step up in class, especially against a good offense, their defense tends to get burned. I do think Buffalo's going to move the ball. Denver, they can answer. Bo Nix is a dual threat quarterback. Buffalo's defense, even at full health, is not, you know, the greatest defense altogether. But I do like playing dual threat quarterbacks towards the over in the playoffs, because once the games get higher stakes and higher leverage, you tend to see these quarterbacks put their body on the line a little bit more. So I would expect Josh Allen to have a big rushing game, Bo Nix to have a big rushing game. I think there's going to be more offense than people think in this game. I like the over 46.
That makes sense. How about the middle game on Sunday? The Eagles, 4.5-point favorites over Green Bay, although I don't know if we know what the status is for Jalen Hurts. I think he's still in concussion protocol.
He was on the field practicing about 15 minutes ago, or 15 minutes before I came on with you. I don't know if that means he's cleared protocol or not, but he is out for practice today. On the other side, Jordan Love, this elbow injury, he was limited today. He was asked about it after practice, where he's saying, I'm hoping to be out there on Sunday. I don't like when I hear that from a quarterback on Wednesday. You know, we heard Brock Purdy say that earlier in the year. He ended up not playing that week for Brandon Allen instead. So that's a situation to monitor altogether. I don't know how to read this game until I know the status of both quarterbacks and what they're going to practice on Thursday and Friday. If you're going to play it now, I think the only thing you can do here is play the under, because of the quarterback concerns. And also, Green Bay loses Christian Watson to a torn ACL. He's their deep ball guy. So now you lose that deep threat. Green Bay is not going to have the explosive plays that they're accustomed to. If they're going to move down the field, they have to do it methodically. They have to run the ball, quick passing game. That's more conducive to the under as well. So under or nothing as it stands right now, I do need more information on that game.
You don't take a flyer and go, the way it looks to me, Jalen Hurts is going to play and Jordan Love isn't. And in that instance, I'm going to take Philly.
So I'll tell you this from a personal standpoint. I've already bet Green Bay 5.5 in this game and some 5. And that was taking a flyer on maybe Hurts' concussion is worse than we seem. And even if it's not, I'm okay with 5.5 or 5 at that point. So I will take flyers, but now where we've settled in the market at this point, I think this is just fine. I don't have a strong opinion one way or another.
Gotcha. All right. And the late game, this one's super interesting to me. Tampa, 3-point favorite over Washington. And I love Baker Mayfield and Tampa, but I was saying to Crowder, man, that Jaden Daniels, that Washington team at times this season has looked unbelievable.
But not lately. And I don't like the way that they're going into the playoffs. I actually like Tampa Bay in this game. I bet them -2.5 opener. I would bet them at -3. You look at the Commanders' last 4 games of the year, right? Last week they played starters. They were looking for playoff positioning with, you know, beating the Cowboys so that they could avoid facing the Eagles in round 1 and dropping to that 7 spot. They barely beat Trey Lance last week. The week prior, they got pretty lucky on Sunday Night Football against the Falcons. It was a very even game. They end up winning the game in overtime. The week prior to that, Jalen Hurts gets hurt. Kenny Pickett is in for the Eagles. They come back and win that game when they're trailing. The week before that, they went to New Orleans. They blew a big lead against a very bad Saints team. The Saints had a 2-point conversion to win the game on the final play, and they didn't get it. So Washington, to me, they don't have the same luster that they did earlier on in the year. And you look at this matchup with Tampa Bay, There's a few things I'm very concerned about. Washington center, Tyler Biadasz, didn't play last week. He's a very good center. He came over from the Cowboys, had an ankle injury. If he can't go this week, Vita Vea, the nose tackle for Tampa Bay, is going to own the line of scrimmage. That is going to be a huge problem. Secondly, Marshon Lattimore, their big trade deadline acquisition, he's been dealing with a hamstring injury for 2 weeks now. Now, he's probably going to try to play because it's the playoffs. Coming back short off of a hamstring injury tends to lead to a lot of re-aggravation or not playing at 100%. Him and Mike Evans have battled over the years, and it's kind of been a 50-50. But if he can't go or he's not at 100%, that's going to be a big matchup that they could take advantage of as well. Tampa Bay's offense is rolling. Liam Cohen is a very good offensive coordinator, might get hired as a head coach. They can run the ball. Commanders can't stop the run. I think stylistically, I really like the Bucs in this matchup.
Sounds almost like you like the Bucs out of any of the games that we've spoken about more than anyone.
I would say that Steelers at 10 would be the favorite play. At 9.5, I probably prefer the Bucs a little bit more. I honestly don't mind taking out some Bucs futures in the NFC at like 14-1, 15-1 to win the NFC, just because I like them in this particular matchup. And I like teams that, I mean, they've won into Detroit and they won this year. They played a horrible game. It was back in week two. They were very lucky, but they have the offense that can give any team a problem. They really do. They can run the Bucky Irving's very dynamic. They have Mike Evans. Baker's had probably the most underrated year, like just not does not get the praise he deserves because of prior indiscretions, I would say. So yeah, I do like the Bucks quite a bit here.
Did you like Mike Evans getting the over on Sunday, the receiving over?
So I did and I didn't. I really disliked that the Saints just let it happen. Because if it happens in the flow of play, I understand. But they're now just forcing this guy the ball at the end of the game to get him. It's not even like a record, right? It's just like a something that we're making up as I love Mike Evans. Longevity is great. But it would have been nice to see him actually do it when the game was on the line and mattered. Because at that point in the game, Tampa should have just been kneeling. The game was done. And if I was the DC for the Saints, I would have put every single defender on Mike Evans at the line of scrimmage.
To try to stop him from getting $3 million, though. Like, that would be tough to live with, wouldn't it?
But, Mark, this is a divisional game. You play these guys every... It's almost a slap in the face that Tampa is even trying that on you at that point in the game. That's my perspective on it. As a neutral, I loved seeing it. I like just seeing what it did to the team and like how they were celebrating. It's hard not to have an emotional reaction to that just as a human being. But the Saints, like, come on. Like, everyone in the world knows what's happening on that play. And you're going to let it happen on your – like, this is professional sports, right? This isn't high school football at this point. So, anyways, glad it happened. It made for a good scene. I would have never let that happen.
It did make for a good scene. All right, one more game. The Monday night game, the Vikings. Man, I am so torn on this one because I happen to like L.A. as good as Minnesota's been. Vikings are one-point favorites on the road against the Rams.
This is the game I have pretty much no read on. If this game was played last week and the spread was one, I would have taken the Vikings. But now I saw Sam Darnold in a high-pressure situation. He couldn't make a throw on Sunday Night Football against Detroit. And he had receivers open, and sure, he faced some pressure. It's a tough environment at Detroit, and it's not going to be as tough away at LA here. But he played horrible, and I'm really second-guessing that. The issue for me is the Rams offense, people think of it as like this huge dynamic offense, hasn't really been that great for a long time. Their best offensive performance was last week with Jimmy Garoppolo and a bunch of backups. Prior to that, they're not moving the ball anymore, especially through the air. Part of the reason why, outside of Puka Nacua, Cooper Kupp is not winning. He's not getting separation. That's a big problem for them. And they've kind of morphed into like this big run-first team. Hand it off to Kyren Williams as much as possible. Vikings stopped the run pretty well, even though you didn't see it on Sunday night against Jahmyr Gibbs. I don't have a feel for this game, honestly. I think it's just where it needs to be. Vikings small favorite. The total's right around where I thought it would be. So unless something big changes here, I don't think I'm going to be involved on Monday Night Football.
Rob Pizzola, again, he comes to us courtesy of Forward Progress. It's part of the Hammer Betting Network. I'm telling you, follow Rob on Twitter, at Rob Pizzola, because they link out to their live content streams on YouTube, and they happen to be really entertaining, and they're fun ways to watch the football games and prior to the football games to get his betting advice. It's really good stuff. So, Rob, thank you, as always. We appreciate your time.
All right, guys. Thank you very much. Good luck with your bets. Beat it, Crowder.
He leans over 42.5 in the Chargers-Houston game. He likes Pittsburgh getting the points from Baltimore. He likes the over in the Buffalo-Denver game. Likes the under, if you have to bet anything, in the Eagles-Green Bay game. Likes the Tampa Bay Buccaneers laying the points. And no read on the Vikings-Rams game.
Betting everything.
There you go. Peace out, Rob. We appreciate it.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Hey, beat it!
Hawk and Crowder.
Yeah. Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping and have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle all your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off USPS and UPS. Add flexibility to your day with Stamps.com. Go to stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's stamps.com/program.
This time of year, a good hoodie is absolutely essential. But these days, it's tough to find one that will last through the season. That's why the American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it to bring you comfort and warmth year after year. Slate Magazine called it the greatest hoodie ever made. And from cotton to zipper, it's made right here in the USA. It's crafted with timeless style, heavyweight fleece, a double-lined hood, and reinforced elbow patches, which means this hoodie can withstand any outing or adventure. It'll be your new favorite hoodie, and you can depend on it for years to come. Plus, buying from American Giant means supporting local communities of farmers, manufacturers, and more. This season, snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life, the American Giant Classic Full Zip. And save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code CLASSIC24 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com. Code CLASSIC24.
You know, you hear Rob Pizzola handicapping the game, and it makes so much sense what he says. It never works out that way when you bet him, but it makes so much sense, everything that he's saying. The one thing I gleaned from it, I think he loves that Tampa game more than anything. It was like the way that he talked about it, but I think he's right. Washington hasn't looked nearly as good at the end of the season that they did at the beginning of the season. And then make it a very high-profile game, I'm probably going to take Baker Mayfield over Jaden Daniels in that situation. So I kind of like – if anything that he said I came out of with, it was Tampa. I think I love the Tampa game now.
Yeah, and I love the overs. In this first round, like, people aren't just,
you know, Buffalo Denver. He liked the over 46.
Buffalo Denver and Chargers over.
Yeah, Chargers Houston over. Yep.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's just choking people out. I like that. I'm a bet a lot of those Pizzola bets.
Yeah, go ahead. I just realized we haven't done the George Lopez tickets today. I want to do that here. What were you saying?
My only thing with the Commanders is you look at their schedule. I mean, they blew out the Titans. They beat the Saints by one. We're talking about how the Buccaneers struggled against the Saints. Like, the Saints, as bad as they were this year, towards the end of the year, they hung with teams. After Rizzi took over, they went toe-to-toe with the Eagles and beat them 36-33. They beat the Commanders the Falcons by a touchdown. Like, the Falcons looked a lot better towards the end of the season than they did in the middle of the season. And then they beat the Cowboys. Like, I'm not saying that they look great at the end of the year, but it's also not like they fell off. They have some impressive victories towards the end of the season as well. When they played the Eagles on the road back in November, they lost by 8 points. Like, they didn't get blown out by anybody.
Yeah, that heavy miracle Tampa comeback against the Bears too this season, which was
so we're going Jaden heavy
Daniels
Tampa.
Finest.
Heavy Tampa. I'm a Buck. You know, I'm a Bucks fan. I would love to go heavy Tampa. Yeah,
I think I'm going heavy Tampa on that one. I like that one. I think Pittsburgh too. I think I'm going to take Pittsburgh plus the points. I just feel like playoff game, and as much as I like Baltimore, playoff game, I just feel like Mike Tomlin keeps his team in it.
Yes. Yes, I'm 100% with you. I won. I got +9 last week with the Steelers. This is they're gonna find a way to slow people down. Their defense can play. Who? And the Eagles under. I don't know about that one.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
Nah.
Let's give away these George Lopez tickets. I forgot to do it today. George Lopez coming to Hard Rock Live next month, and we're giving away tickets every day this week. So if you want to purchase tickets, by the way, you can go to casino.hardrock.com/Hollywood. But if you want to win tickets, be caller what? What's Baker Mayfield's number? Or how about caller 9 for the number of rebounds Bam Adebayo ended up with last night?
Let's go 9.
Caller 9, 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560. Caller number 9 gets the George Lopez tickets. We'll have another pair to give away tomorrow. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour is up next.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You smell that? You feel it?
What's that?
Hialeah.
Hawk and Crowder.